has it. Backdoor cut, but no lane to pass it to as Johnson had a nice angle. Mostick's going to kick it out. They'll give it right side for Johnson. Johnson drives, floats, back of the iron. Good. Wow, what soft touch there for Zach Johnson.
Tonight, it's a Buffalo County battle in Elm Creek as the Kearney Catholic Stars take on the Elm Creek Buffaloes. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classicant Sports Club.
Knocked away by Squires. Shundoff actually picked up the loose ball. Now the skip pass on the left wing here for Colling. Colling on the dribble, gives it out for Prosowski. She'll step back, fire a three, and hit the second three-pointer of the night.
Tonight's girls' game features two teams off to hot starts, while the boys' game features two state tournament teams from last season that are off to rocky starts this month. It's the Stars and Buffaloes coming up next, but first, a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Elm Creek with Classic Hits' Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Elm Creek for a traditional rivalry between Elm Creek and Kearney Catholic. There was a time both of these two teams were members of the Fort Kearney Conference, and they've been playing a lot of basketball over the years. Obviously, Kearney Catholic now in the Lou Platt, so they're not conference rivals anymore, but it always seems that that last Friday before the Christmas break, these two teams get together either in Kearney or here in Elm Creek, and it has been a traditional rivalry. One that has kind of been owned by Kearney Catholic really since the school sizes have changed just a few years ago. Elm Creek in Class D1, Kearney Catholic in Class C1. And on the girls' side, well, probably the record-wise, the two best teams we're going to see tonight are going to be on the girls' side. Kearney Catholic, obviously, the defending state's quarterfinalist, or semifinalist, rather, 5-0 on the season, rated number one in the state. Elm Creek off to a great start. They are 4-1. They won their first four games of the year before they lost to Angeli Litzfield last weekend. And obviously now you want to kind of right the ship here just a little bit after that loss on Saturday night and pick up another win. But for the second straight game, they're facing a team that is undefeated in the state in Kearney Catholic, and the Stars are rated number one in Class C1. On the boys' side, both these two teams coming in with pretty even records. Elm Creek at 3-2, Kearney Catholic at 2-3. Stars had a three-game losing streak snapped when they had an impressive win on the road at Ravenna earlier this week on a game you heard right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. So maybe they're heading in the right direction. And Elm Creek, one of the better teams in the Fort Kearney Conference a year ago on the boys' side, but graduation has kind of taken the toll on them a little bit. They had a tough loss on the road, here at home against Angeli Litchfield on Saturday night, and they're hoping to get back into the win column and improve on their 3-2 record as they lost to Southern Valley, what a pretty good basketball team in Class C2, and this one should be a pretty good matchup. The boys' game could be a very even game here between Elm Creek and Kearney Catholic. So that kind of sets the stage a little bit of what we're going to have here tonight at Elm Creek. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starters for the girls' game. That's coming up as we continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
And welcome back here to Elm Creek. This is the Five Points Bank starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And we'll begin, first of all, for Kearney Catholic, as they'll be going with their starters they've had pretty much the entire season. Ali Prasoski, who is the senior, will be heading to UNK. And Prasoski is 5'6". Also making the start will be Whitney Colling, 5'6", and a senior as well. Kylie Teal, a 5'9 sophomore, pretty good shooter from the outside. And then the Squires sisters. You got Maddie Squires, the 5'8 junior, and her younger sister, Anna Squires, who is 5'10 and a sophomore. For Elm Creek, Hannah Robbins, 5'3 and a junior, will be making the start. Claire Cornell, 5'9 and just a freshman, will start with Sage Martin, 5'8 and a junior. Shelby Ferguson, 5'3 and a senior. And Mackenzie Dio, 5'5 and a sophomore. That is your starting lineup for the Elm Creek Buffaloes and head coach Mike Ford. Again, your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And for Kearney Catholic, very balanced scoring when you take a look at them statistically throughout the course of the season. It seems like one of a myriad of players can go out there and get hot and be the leading scorer on any given night. For Elm Creek, leading the way for them in terms of scoring all season has been Cornell. She's averaging 12.8 points per ball game, and also Robbins is averaging about 11.2 points a contest. Those are the two players in double figures, and Dio also will chip in almost 9 points per ball game. So Elm Creek, kind of like Kearney Catholic, pretty balanced scoring throughout the course of things, but Cornell is leading the way at almost 13 points a game, and Robbins at 11.2 points a contest. We'll take another break. We'll continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show when we come back right after this.
Kelly's Sales and Service in Elm Creek is proud a supporter of the area athletes in tonight's game. See Kelly's for everything automotive, from minor tune-ups to major repairs. Or if you're tired of putting money into that old car, talk to them about great selection of used vehicles that they have on the lot. If they don't have the car that you're looking for, they can find it. Proud sponsor of all high school sports. Best of luck, Buffaloes.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home, with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. And let's get you kind of caught up with where these two teams are. We mentioned Elm Creek coming in as 4-1 on the year. They picked up fairly comfortable wins at Shelton, 55-17. Then over Southern Valley, 42-37. That was a nice win for them. Alma fell to the Lady Buffaloes, 44-24. And Sumner Eddyville Miller lost to these Buffaloes, 62-42, up at Sumner Eddyville Miller. Before, Elm Creek had that four-game losing streak snapped by Angeli Litchfield. Angeli Litchfield, by the way, is 5-0 on the season, and they were able to work their way past Elm Creek here at Elm Creek, 55-35, last Saturday night. Kearney Catholic, a perfect 5-0 on the season. They went 3-0 to start things off. Excuse me, they went 2-0 to start things off in the Grand Island Central Catholic early season tournament. They got past Norfolk Catholic 50-32, over Centura 46-23 to win the title, and then a home win against Adams Central 65-48. No problem with Ord 66-33, and then the impressive win at Ravenna by a final of 60-42. That was on Tuesday, and then they'll be playing at Elm Creek here tonight, and then they'll wrap up the first part of the season, the portion that happens before the Christmas break, when they play host to Overton next week, a game that you'll be able to hear right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And that game will be on Monday. And again, we'll have that call for you. And then, of course, the five-day moratorium takes place. And then after that, it'll be the Amherst Holiday Tournament, where they'll be taking on North Platte St. Pat's. Elm Creek also will be seeing action in a holiday tournament. They'll be hosting their own Elm Creek Holiday Tournament, which will be coming up on the 30th. But before that, tomorrow, they'll be traveling to Eustis Farnham. That'll be their last game before Christmas. They travel to Eustis Farnham tomorrow to take on the Lady Knights, who are 1-3 on the season. So that kind of gives you an update of where they're at. And in fact, I'll be listening for Kearney Catholic basketball on Monday night, as the Stars will be back home and will be taking on Overton. And we'll have those games for you right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. The boys' side last year against Overton was a tremendous game. Not sure exactly what this year will bring, but that one will be a tough one to top, as it was a great back-and-forth affair on the boys' side from 1 year ago. We're going to take a quick break here, and then we'll be wrapping up the new Tech C pregame show when we come back right after this.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech proudly bringing you this coverage, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech, your year leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark, Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We're not sure exactly. I think we're having troubles with the PA system here. We'll have the starters announced, and then we'll have the national anthem coming up here, and then we'll be ready for basketball between Elm Creek and Kearney Catholic. Don't forget, on our sister station on ESPN 1460 and 1550, Doug Duda is on the road. He is out in Lincoln, where the Kearney High Bearcats are taking on Lincoln Northeast. They'll have that girl-boy doubleheader. They're scheduled to have the same tip time as we do, so that game is shortly to get underway, if not already started, out in Lincoln. And again, that is on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Don't forget that all of our games stream live on our web stations, if you will, on ESPNSuperstation.com, as well as our website here for Classic Hits 98.9 FM. But also, all the games that we do in our myriad of stations at Platte River Radio are all available at PlatteRiverPreps.com. So you can find those whenever at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Stars in their road green uniforms with the gold trim along the sides and around the neck. They have white numbers and letters with a little bit of gold on the outside. And of course, Elm Creek will be in their home white uniforms with the blue and the gold on the side, with the blue numbers and letters with the gold trim on those letters and numbers as well. And the stars have been introduced here. Still plenty of room for you if you're looking for something good to do on a Friday night heading into the Christmas break. Why don't you head on down to Elm Creek here as the Lady Buffaloes will be taking on the Lady Stars in the first of a doubleheader right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And again, the starters will give you those for both teams real quick. For Elm Creek, it'll be Hannah Robbins, Claire Cornell, Sage Martin, Shelby Ferguson, Mackenzie Dio, and for the Stars, Allie Prusoski, Whitney Colling, Kylie Teal, Maddie Squires, and Anna Squires. As these two teams just about getting ready to go, we'll take one last break. When we come back, the tip between the Stars and the Buffaloes when we come back to Elm Creek right after this timeout.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back here to Elm Creek. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech, your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark, a cutting-edge seed and chemical. Squires getting set to do the jumping here, and she'll be going up against Cornell, and the tip is controlled by Kearney Catholic as they bring in the offensive zone. Fire the quick three-pointer. It is no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Elm Creek. So Elm Creek first possession after they get the rebound by Ferguson. And the entry pass back out to Ferguson. She's got it now top of the key. She's going to be double-teamed there by Colling and Prasovsky. But she's able to dump it off on the right wing over here. Bounce pass on the inside. And that will be an Elm Creek turnover as it was intercepted. And then Kearney Catholic with an errant pass. That's going to be turned right back over. And then the ball knocked loose again. And coming up with it is going to be Prasovsky. So we don't take very good care of the basketball. Now Prasovsky's going to drive, laid up with that right hand, and it's in. Didn't really have a tremendous seam. There was a lot of Buffaloes already back there, but they didn't shut her off. And Prasovsky takes it all the way to the glass and lays it up and in. A shot in transition. Missed and rebounded out of there by Teal. So Teal will pull down the rebound. And now the three-pointer is going to be coming up on the left side for Kylie Teal. It will not fall. And rebound ripped out of there by Elm Creek. So kind of another one and done here. And coming into the offensive zone here is going to be Martin. Martin gives it off for Robbins. Pass on the inside, knocked loose. Kearney Catholic forces another Elm Creek turnover, and the Stars are on the run. They kick it up ahead here to Teal. Teal will try the two-point shot. Laid up on that left side, no good. Rebound is tipped around to Prasovsky, and around the perimeter we go. Another jumper by Teal. Again, that one will not fall, and this time it's going to be rebounded out of there by the Buffaloes to end the possession. About the third rebound already of the first half here by Ferguson, and another Elm Creek turnover. They've only got, I think, one shot off, and now we got a drive in the middle by Calling, and Calling hit on the arm as she's trying to put up a little runner. So turnovers, a bit of a factor here so far, which is really kind of Kearney Catholic's strength. They've already forced Elm Creek into four turnovers in the first minute 47. The free throw rolls around and is no good. And Whitney Calling will have one more free throw coming up. She misses the first one, so the score remains 2-0. 6:13 to go here, quarter number one, and she does make the second. So the Stars lead it now 3-0. And that allows the Stars to put full court pressure on. Hamlin, the pressure, though, is going to be Ferguson. Ferguson passes it and then drives to the inside. And that bounce pass is going to be intercepted again by Kearney Catholic. Another Elm Creek turnover. Kick out for Squires. Maddie Squires fires a three. That is no good. And the rebound taken out by the younger sister, Anna Squires. Maddie kicks it out for Anna. Gives it to Prasoski now, top of the key. Little zone here for Elm Creek. Backdoor cut to Maddie Squires. Double team, puts up a little runner and found that open space in between the double team, split the difference there, and she makes it in the lane. 5-0 here as the Stars have started this one off with pretty good defense as they tip the ball around again, but the pass up ahead. Elm Creek bakes the press and the shot on the inside, no good. But rebounding in underneath is going to be Cornell, and Cornell was able to make the putback. So she gets the rebound and the bucket. Now Prasoski's going to try a trail three. That is no good. And the rebound, last touch by Kearney Catholic. So that'll be a team rebound here for the Buffaloes. So Elm Creek with it. And they're facing full court pressure here by Kearney Catholic. Pass up ahead and run with it. Here is going to be Dio. Dio shot over top of Squires. Might even been deflected. And the rebound is taken out of there by Teal. So Teal on a little runner, passes up ahead to Prasoski, and Prasoski outruns everybody and hits the layup. Nice pass to set up Prasoski, and it's now 7-2, and another turnover, but Kearney Catholic lost the ball, and then saving it is going to be Teal. They kick it out for Anna Squires. She's going to fire a three. That is no good, and the rebound going to be taken out of there by Dio. So Dio snags the bound. And the pass is going to be knocked out of bounds by a hustling Whitney Calling. And Kearney Catholic is going to make essentially a line change here. Long and Strite, Messbarger, and Morgan Teal going to check into the ball game. Anna Squires is the only starter still out on the floor here for Kearney Catholic. Elm Creek facing full court, trapping defense near midcourt. And an errant pass is going to be intercepted by Teal, and then she loses the ball. Pass up ahead, going to be intercepted by Long. So Elm Creek turned the ball over twice in that series, and Kearney Catholic turned it over once. Stars have it now, though. Strite's going to fire a three top of the key. That is no good. And they'll work it back around the perimeter. Now left side, good. Three-pointer. Up and in for Michelle Messbarger. They rotated it around, and then Messbarger stepped into a three for a 10-2 Kearney Catholic lead. And Elm Creek with a long bounce pass that misses everybody, goes out of bounds. And that'll be another turnover on Elm Creek. Unofficially have them with 8 turnovers in the first 4 minutes and 16 seconds. We got 3:44 to go here in quarter number one, 10-2 Kearney Catholic. Messbarger on the bounce. Working up against some pressure by Robbins. We'll give it off left side for Morgan Teal. Now top of the circle here for Jordan Strite. And the kick at left side, three-pointer, no good. Rebound in underneath for Anna Squires. Anna Squires gives it off to Messbarger, and Messbarger is going to lay it up and in. So Kearney Catholic dominating things on the glass as well. And they've got a 12-2 lead. They've knocked the ball loose, but tracking it down for the Buffaloes is going to be Shelby Ferguson. And then Ferguson, facing some extra pressure, walked with the basketball. So another turnover on the Buffaloes here. And Mike Ford kind of knew that that was really kind of Kearney Catholic strength that was forcing those turnovers. Bounce pass to Anna Squires on the baseline as they work around trying to get that 2-1-2 zone to kind of rotate around. Messbarger gets it to Squires. Driving the lane is going to be Long. Long lays it up and in. Good pass to the low post. And then Caitlin Long is able to make it through the lane there and lays it up and in. And it's now 14-2. So Stars comfortably ahead here with 2:46 to go. Robbins and Cornell facing a little pressure there by Messbarger, and Messbarger tapped it, but it goes out of bounds. Asia Oreda checked in just a moment ago. So she's in the game here for Elm Creek. They throw the ball in the backcourt to Cornell, then on the left side for Dale. And Dio has the ball knocked out of her hands by Anna Squires, and with the stoppage of play, she'll come out of bounds, out of the game, and checking in is her older sister, Maddie. So bounce pass to the left wing here for Sage Martin. Martin facing a double team, helps work it around the perimeter. Cornell is going to fire a long two, and it's up and good. So Cornell, with her first 2 points of the ballgame, check that. She's got all 4 points right now for Elm Creek. It's now 14-4. Long helps kick it around to Messbarger. Teal gets it to Strite. On the baseline for Maddie Squires, driving the lane again is Long, and Long will score again. They get that ball on the baseline to one of the post players, and then you get Long running from the free throw line all the way through the lane, gets a nice pass and lays it up and in. Long pass up ahead here for Elm Creek is a little bit too far ahead, and that'll be another Buffalo turnover. We've seen that work two or three times here for Kearney Catholic. They get that ball, not exactly on the low block, but on the baseline, about 5 feet away from the lane. And then the Long just runs the lane from the free throw line, gets a nice bounce pass, and she's been open. That's how she's gotten all four of her points. Here the kick left side. Messbarger just inside the three-point arc, catches in rhythm, fires, and scores from about 19 feet away, but not quite the 19 feet 9 inches for a three-pointer. Pass tipped by Kearney Catholic and out of bounds. But she just wasn't worried about shooting a three. She was just worried about shooting a good shot, and she was able to stroke it in. Some pressure being put on the ball. McPherson trapped, has it stolen away. Pass up ahead to Messbarger. Messbarger is going to have it knocked out of bounds by a hustling Hannah Robbins. So another Elm Creek turnover, and the Stars will inbound underneath their own basket. Checking in for the Buffaloes is going to be Dio. She'll come into the game here. Robbins will step out. Inbounded here for Kearney Catholic's Morgan Teal. She'll fire a three. It's no good. And we've got a hell ball on the rebound, and the basketball is going to belong to Elm Creek. 18-4, minute 27 to go. Quarter number one here at Elm Creek. Ball inbounded to Areta. Areta kicks it up ahead. On the run here is going to be Ferguson. Ferguson, nice pass inside. Buckets up and good for Claire Cornell. And Cornell has all 6 points for Elm Creek. Kick on the left side. Teal's pass going to be deflected. Triple teamed as they get it to Squires. So she'll kick it out. And a long two that is up and good for Morgan Teal. So kind of a triple team there on to Squires, and she made a nice pass. Little runner, they break the press, and coming up a little bank shot there is going to be Sage Martin again. Sage Martin, a couple of nice passes in the lane, and that time she was able to bank that one in. Her first 2 points, and it's now 20-8. 35 seconds to go here in quarter number one. They kick it out for Teal. Teal tries the long three-pointer, no good. Rebound in underneath, going to be taken out of there by Elm Creek on the run after the DL rebound. They get it up ahead to Areta. Areta's pass is off the mark and stolen away by Squires, who will get it up ahead to a running Strite, and Strite will lay it up and in with that right hand. So she outruns everybody, and the Star lead now 14, 9 seconds to go. Left side in transition, three-pointer for Dio, no good. Rebounded out of there by Kearney Catholic. Half-court shot at the buzzer, no good for Squires. And that'll do it for the first quarter. The Stars comfortably ahead. They lead it 22-8. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this timeout.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. It was not a statistical... strong suit for either one of these two teams, as Kearney Catholic was 10 of 22 shooting, and they had a lot of layups, and they were 1 of 10 from behind the arc. Starters for both teams out there right now. Driving is Prasowski. She misses it. Rebound is tipped around and out of bounds, and I misspoke. There are a number of folks not starters out there, including Long, who just had that ball go off of her hands. But it also went off one of the Elm Creek players. So it's going to be inbounded here for the Stars. And Teal is going to fire the three-pointer. It's no good. Long rebound. And it's going to be picked up by Elm Creek. Buffaloes then will hand it right back out. Jumper on the baseline for Ferguson won't fall. And then rebounded by Long. So Long will give it to Prasowski. Prasowski gets it to Long at the corner. Now the kick on the left side. Driving is Colling. Colling takes it off glass. Gets the bucket and foul. Good strong drive there by Whitney Colling, who hits the bucket and also hit on the arm as she does so. So they're going to count the bucket, and the foul will be on Sage Martin. That'll be her first. In fact, that's only the second foul that's been called against the Buffaloes. None have been called against the Stars so far here in the ball game. And the free throw is up and good. And that'll make it now 25-8, a 17-point lead for Kearney Catholic. Little runner in the lane, floater up and good. That's a nice little running shot. Shelby Ferguson is able to hit that. That was a pretty looking play. Ferguson, her first 2 points. Prasowski's going to hand it off for Teal, who kicks it right side for Anna Squires. To Long at the elbow. She's going to kick it back out for Anna Squires. Anna Squires facing some great defense. Good hands in there by Dio. And Dio knocks the ball loose. It's going to roll around. It's going to be a hell ball. It's still going to be a Kearney Catholic turnover, as they're going to say that's a jump ball possession arrow pointing to the Buffaloes. So Kearney Catholic turns it over. But Dio really got that going with a nice defensive play. Often felt that the defense forced a jump ball, that the defense should just get it, not even move a possession arrow. Pass up ahead to Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson tries to throw it on that left side. It's a little bit too high, but it went off the hands of Long. It was deflected by Long and then out of bounds. Maddie Squire is going to check in for Long. So now the five starters are out there for Kearney Catholic. For Elm Creek, back into battle is going to be Claire Cornell. She'll come in as it's inbounded on the baseline by Robbins. Hannah Robbins will toss it in, and it's an errant pass. Ferguson, nice job of saving it. And then the entry pass is going to be slapped away right into the hands of Prasowski with nobody around her. She's going to drive all the way in and score. That's an ease. That's a gimme right there after that Elm Creek turnover. And the ball was deflected on the inside by Teal and into the hands of Prasowski. And Prasowski benefited by having an easy bucket. Robbins going to kick into the corner. Three-pointer up, no good. Offensive rebound. Shot won't fall, but Cornell will head to the line after she snagged the rebound. So Claire Cornell battling hard inside for that rebound, and Teal is going to be called for the first foul against Kearney Catholic so far here in the ballgame. So Cornell with two free throws coming up. And the first one is good. Cornell with one more free throw attempt, and it is on the way, and she rolls that one in as well. So she goes 2 for 2 from the free throw line, and it's now 27-12 with 6 minutes to go here before halftime. Stars have it and the lead, and they're going to kick it right side to Prasoski, who's going to fire the three. It is no good, and the rebound to Elm Creek. A little bump in there, but no foul called. They kick it out on the left side for Robbins. Robbins fires the three. Rebound in underneath is no good, and then coming out with a rebound is going to be Squires. So Squires with the rebound, and we'll work around the perimeter. Bounce pass, and then a little give and go. They'll kick it back out. That's Teal. She's going to fire a three. That's off the mark, and the rebound last touched by one of the Buffaloes. I think there was a bit of a battle between Robbins and Dio, and they kind of took each other off of the ball a little bit, and the Stars are going to inbound it. Well, sometimes you're going to have a good night shooting the three-pointer, and sometimes you are not. This appears to be one of those nights where Kearney Catholic is not going to have a good night shooting the three-pointer. They are now one of, I think it's 13. Entry pass is worked around and then kicked out of bounds by Elm Creek. So the Stars will inbound it again. Tossing it in is going to be Calling. Calling's just going to lob it top of the key here for Squires. And Maddie with a little jumper in the lane that's no good. Rebound, outletted up ahead. On the run here is going to be Robbins. Robbins outruns everybody but can't get the contested layup to fall. And coming out with the rebound is going to be Teal. Teal will lead the break. Kick it out to Prasoski. Now Teal has a trail three-pointer and she hits the three. Kylie Teal strokes in the three-pointer, and Kearney Catholic now is their second three-pointer in 15 attempts. Pass, a little fast break here for Elm Creek, a little bit too strong, and the Buffaloes turn the ball over again. So the Stars with an 18-point lead here, 30-12, 4:50 to go, and they'll kick it out to Prasowski off that right side. She looks inside for Squires, who now is near the three-point arc on the baseline. Dribbles through, has her pass deflected. Prasoski's able to track it down. Elm Creek's played some pretty good half-court defense here. Pass left side in the lane for Squires. Squires can't get the shot to fall. Rebounded by Cornell, and then there's going to be a foul in there underneath. Or a hell ball. They're going to say hell ball, and the possession arrow is pointing to Kearney Catholic, so that's actually going to be another Elm Creek turnover after it was rebounded by Cornell, but she couldn't find anybody to pass it to before she was tied up. Calling has it on the left side. Looking over the top of this zone, will work it around the perimeter. Top of the circle with it is Prasoski. Uses upper dribble, gives it to Teal on the baseline. Now running it is going to be the younger sister, and Anna Squires will score after getting that pass. Again, they got it on the baseline there to one of the post players outside the lane. The other post player flies through there, and a nice pass from Jordan Squires to Maddie Squires, rather, to Anna. And Anna Squires is able to lay it up and in. She'll have a chance to finish off the three-point play here. And she does. She makes the free throw after the foul was whistled on Areta. So the freshman commits her first foul. And now another errant pass by Elm Creek that's going to be turned over. And the Stars are on the run. They'll kick it out to Prasoski. Prasoski will fire a three. It's no good. Rebounded by Squires. Now a little runner with that left hand is up and good for Kylie Teal. So Teal makes the bucket after a great rebound there by Anna Squires. They get it to Areta in the lane. It will kick it out on the left side here for Dio. Dio's shot is no good. And rebounded again by Kearney Catholic. Up ahead for Calling. Calling will take it off glass. That's an athletic play. Couldn't get the shot to fall, and she was fighting for the rebound, and she's going to commit the foul. As snag of the bound was Dio, and then she's hit on the arm, and the Stars are going to make that line change again. As checking out there is going to be Sarah Oldfather with Long, also Morgan Teal, Messbarger, and Strite. So five new players here for Kearney Catholic. Left wing with the basketball is Cornell. Cornell helps work it around the lane. Now she gets it back, and her passes, her shot's going to be deflected by Long. So that'll be an Elm Creek miss, and the rebound here to the Stars. Jumper right side, up and good. Morgan Teal in transition hits the three-pointer, and she's got 5 points here in the ballgame. Dribbling is Cornell. Kicks it off left side. She wants the ball back as she cycles through, but they're going to get it out to Martin. Martin's going to lob it inside. Shot no good. And the rebound taken out by Kearney Catholic after the miss. In transition, they get up a little bit too far, but Messbarger is able to save it off of one of the Buffaloes, and it will be Kearney Catholic ball. They let her too much, but Messbarger athletic enough to track that down, and she was able to throw it off the shoulder of Sage Martin and out of bounds. So a 26-point lead here for Kearney Catholic, and they inbound it. Messbarger's wide open. She'll fire a three-pointer. It's no good. And Strite will get the rebound, and she'll lay it up and in. So Jordan Strite makes the putback. And the Stars now lead it 40-12. Kick on the right side, asking for the ball on the baseline. Doing a little driving here is going to be Sage Martin. Martin kicks it out here for Robbins. Robbins then has it stolen away. Another Kearney Catholic turnover as they throw it a little bit too far up ahead. And it's intercepted by Ferguson. And then M. Creek turns it over again. Well, neither team taking great care of the basketball here. Strite will help work it around to Teal. Nearly stolen away there by Areta. And they'll give it up on the right side. Jumpers up and good. So along with the little entry, got the entry pass and was able to lay it up and in. A 30-point lead here with a minute 50 to go before halftime. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report as the pass on the inside is intercepted by Long. So Elm Creek with another turnover and the pass up ahead. Going to be knocked out of bounds by a hustling Shelby Ferguson. Nice hustle there by Ferguson as they were trying to get it up ahead to Oldfather, who was running the floor. Now Oldfather and Long will be on the high post here. Tossing it in for the Stars is going to be Ashlyn Schmaderer. She gets it in for Messbarger. Messbarger gets it out here for Morgan Teal. Back around, and with the ball is going to be Schmaderer. Off the screen, they'll get it off here for Sarah Oldfather. Now driving is Long, kicking it out for Oldfather. Oldfather was open for the three, but they'll work it around the perimeter. They get it to Messbarger, who now kicks off left side. Schmaderer thought about the three in the corner, and again, we'll rotate it around. Messbarger is going to step into a long deuce here, no good, and the rebound by Oldfather. Oldfather pulls down the rebound and then hit on the arm. But she's going to be fouled. And she's going to go line and will have two shots after the foul was whistled on Dio. So Dio whistled for the foul. And the free throw is up and good for Oldfather. Oldfather, one more shot coming up here. And makes that one as well. So it's now 44-12, minute 9 to go. And in a little extra step, they're going to call a foul. Trying to step through the double team there was Ferguson. I thought they were going to call her for a travel, but they're going to say the reason she traveled is that she was held by Michelle Messbarger. So Messbarger going to be called for her first foul of the ball game. Not a lot of fouls called against either team as we're in the final minute. Kick out here in the second quarter. Three-pointers up and good. Nice rotation there for Hannah Robbins. And Robbins just strokes it in. That was a pretty shot. Entry pass on the inside, Messbarger. Messbarger lost it, fighting for the ball. Can't quite come up with it as it goes out of bounds. And so Kearney Catholic will drop back into the half-court defense here with 41 seconds to go before halftime. It's 44-15. Elm Creek will try to cut into the lead here with 35 seconds left. Their pass, well, is off the mark, and that'll be another Elm Creek turnover. Unofficially, I have them with 19 turnovers here in the first half. They have one quarter in the books in Lincoln, and Northeast right now leads Kearney High in girls basketball 13-12 at the end of the first quarter. Pass to the inside, deflected and stolen away by Elm Creek. Long pass is going to be intercepted. We swap turnovers. On the run now is going to be Calling. She'll drive, take it off glass, and she's fouled. Well, Kearney Catholic gets back so well on defense that after a nice defensive play for Elm Creek, that long outlet pass is going to get intercepted more times than not. And the foul is whistled on Cornell, I believe. Free throw rolls around and is no good for Whitney Colling. So Colling has one more free throw coming up, and this one hits the back of the iron and is no good. And it's going to be a hell ball. Battling for it for Kearney Catholic was Caitlin Long, and been a rebounding machine is Claire Cornell. Cornell couldn't quite finish the rebound, but the possession arrow was pointing her way. So with 14 seconds left, ball's in the front court and then knocked away by Kearney Catholic. Pretty good hustle there by Ashlyn Schmaderer as they were trying to get the ball to Robbins. Now Robbins will inbound it, and she gets the ball out here for Ferguson. Ferguson stops top of the key, gives it left side for Robbins. Robbins is going to fire the three, no good. Rebound to Long. Long will give it up ahead here to Oldfather. Oldfather will shoot half court, and it will not go in. After a great first half here for Kearney Catholic, they lead it 44-15. They did not shoot the ball exceptionally well, but right now they have a comfortable lead over Elm Creek, 44-15. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up right after this.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge. Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food, but Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to Elm Creek. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. And coming up here, we're at halftime of the girls' game, 44-15. Kearney Catholic with the lead over Elm Creek. And kind enough to join us to talk a little bit about the boys' game. We were trying to get a hold of Tanner Cavaney, but we'll settle for Scott Carlin, the head boys basketball coach at Kearney Catholic. We'll settle for that.
I appreciate that, Randy. Hey. I know I'm not quite as good as Tanner.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We'll see how that goes. First thing I got to ask you about is the comeback, and I know Doug asked you about that after the game against Ravenna, but not exactly the way you want to do that, kind of spotting them that big deficit. But boy, what a comeback in the third quarter, and then being able to gut it out in the fourth.
Yeah, you know, the guys kind of took it upon themselves. The seniors especially stepped up, and we rebounded a lot better that second half than we did the first half. And that eventually led to the difference there. They were able to take one shot at times is all, and we were able to secure the rebound and then get going.
We're not quite there yet in terms of a lot of times that first third of the season you kind of talk about before Christmas, where I don't want to call it preseason because all the games matter. They all count. You're keeping score. But you're still kind of growing and building. We're not quite there yet. We got the game tonight. We got the game on Monday against Overton. But where do you kind of see where your team is right now?
You know, I kind of like where we've come. Our defense has been pretty solid all year. I know Ravenna hung 65 on us, but they earned those 65. I mean, the hands contested, hitting some tough fadeaway shots and driving to the hoop, having to use offhand stuff and just throwing it up. Our defense has been pretty solid, and we've got some guys that for a while we got healthy there, and then obviously Nathan Howell, hurts his leg again against Ravenna. Ryan Blake, a JV guy, gets hurt again. Caleb Hoyt, a freshman. Matt Masker, a freshman that was playing some varsity, out with some various injuries and stuff. So for a while, we're getting healthy. But I like where we are right now. You know, the guys are working their tails off in practice, and it shows that we're getting a lot better.
Okay. One last question here real quick. What do you know about Elm Creek? What are you guys going to have to do tonight?
Well prepared. I think we got to be able to pressure the ball and keep it out of their big guys' hands. Stolkid and Crowley are very good players and stuff.
Well, we'll wish you best luck. We'll talk to you after the game. That's Scott Carlin, head boys basketball coach for Kearney Catholic. We're at halftime of the girls' game, 44-15. And it's a comfortable lead right now for the Kearney Catholic girls. And as we said, the boys' game coming up here in a little bit. We'll take a real quick break here. When we come back, we'll talk with Tanner Cavaney, the head boys basketball coach at Elm Creek. We'll do that right after this timeout.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back here to Elm Creek. We're at halftime of the girls' game. Kearney Catholic's girls leading the Elm Creek girls 44-15. And kind enough to join us to talk about the boys' game coming up here in a little bit. Tanner Cavaney, the head coach at Elm Creek, and a guy that's been going to the pharmacy quite a bit for some Tamiflu and everything else, because you were telling me that a little bit of injuries, but a lot of flu.
Yeah, and probably the 14, 15 years of coaching that I've been a part of, this has been the most sick-riddled week of my career. We've had a lot of kids gone home sick. I think out of the 10 practices that we've had this year, because football extended a little bit longer, I think we've had everybody at 3. So it's been interesting, and you know what? The kids have acted really good about it this week. They practiced hard, and we'll give it a go tonight.
Well, let's first of all talk health overall for your team. Who's still kind of fighting the effects of the flu? You mentioned a knee injury. Just give us the update.
Well, Nick Crowley's out with a knee, and he's been fighting sickness here for about last week. Nathan Bartling's homesick with influenza A. We got a couple other JV kids that do too. We've just had multiple kids this week fight flu. We've had, Devin Hallwell's made one practice. Jaden Ford's missed a couple practices. Gabe Hubbard's been fighting it the whole week. So it's just been, you know, we take what we got at practice. And the kids have been legitimately sick, and we just got to handle it the best we can. And the kids have handled it well. And, we'll put out what we can put out tonight, and we'll give it the best effort we can.
Has that really kind of handicapped what you've been able to put in terms of press breakers and offensive plays and stuff like that? Has it kind of reduced that?
We're kind of a read team where we read things on what a team's doing defensively. And we're all about reps. The more reps we get, the better we'll get. I mean, you saw our team last year.
Yeah.
It's about a read and a cut, and everybody's got to be on kind of the same page, and we haven't been on the same page. There's been a couple games where we've had some glimpses of what we could be, but then again, you know, then we'll have those moments where you're just kind of scratching your head, but that's to be expected. You know, we just got to get kind of past it, and you know, when the time of year where it really matters is of course in February and March, and we just want to be 100% by then, and be at full strength, and you know we can make it a go at that time.
You kind of said you're kind of hoping for that Christmas break just so everybody can get kind of healed up and get the flu out of the system and everything. But obviously, on hand tonight is Kearney Catholic. Give us a quick scouting report on what you guys need to be successful tonight.
They're a typical Kearney Catholic team. They're about 10 deep. The Holtmeyer kid is an outstanding athlete. I mean, they got a bunch of kids that I could say are outstanding athletes. They run up and down the court. They are just they're 40 minutes of heck, I think is the best way of putting it. They want to try to turn the game into a speed game, and And if that happens with us tonight, it'll be a long night for us. We got to maybe try to slow the ball down in the half court a little bit, get the ball down low, because we do have a little bit of a height advantage on them. But you know what? They're a darn good team. They played really, I mean, they're 2-3, but the teams that they've played have been outstanding basketball teams, and they're going to have a heck of a year. They're well coached, and you know, we'll be up for the challenge tonight. I got great kids. They've done a really good job this week, and we'll give it a go.
All right. Best luck to you, Tanner. We'll talk
Appreciate
to you after
it.
The game.
You bet, Jeff.
Tanner Cavani, the head boys basketball coach at Elm Creek. We'll take one last break. 44-15. The Kearney Catholic girls lead Elm Creek. We'll be back with the third quarter right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing.
Our scoring, Hannah Robbins has three. Claire Cornell with eight. Two for Martin and two for Ferguson here for Elm Creek. And for Kearney Catholic, as we'll do this very quickly as they mark things ready for play. Leading the way is Michelle Musbarger with seven. Prososki, six. Long, six. Teal with five. The other Teal with five, four for Strite and Calling, Squires and Squires with 3 and 2 points, respectively. Sarah Oldfather also with 2 points. And Kearney Catholic, first possession of the ball game, little runner, and it was up and no good. And here comes Elm Creek in the offensive zone in transition. The three-pointer will not fall for Robbins and rebounded out of there by Teal. So Teal will kick it out to Prososki. Prososki, a little 15-foot jumper, is up and good. And it's now 46-15, 30 seconds in to the second half. On the bounce here is going to be Robbins. Robbins pass deflected, rolling around, and we're going to have a foul whistled on Kearney Catholic. Ball was loose, and really that push against the Stars prevents Elm Creek from committing their 21st turnover of the game. They had 20 turnovers in the first half. And that's one reason why they trailed at intermission. Little runner here. Nice inbounds pass. Bounce up good for Shelby Ferguson. And Ferguson scores essentially on a well-designed and perfectly executed inbounds play from the sideline. Teal has it. We'll kick it off left side for Prososki. Prososki toes the three. Back of the iron and no good. And the long rebound is going to be taken out of there by Elm Creek. Snagging the bound there is going to be Ferguson. So Ferguson pulls down the defensive rebound. And then the pass is going to be stolen away. Kearney Catholic on the attack is fouled. So that'll be another Elm Creek turnover and then another foul here. Not a lot of whistles in that first half. I think we had a grand total of 7 fouls called on the two teams, and neither team got in the bonus. And now we've got a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Timeout by the Buffaloes. They trail at 46-17, and we'll be back with more of the third quarter right after this.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. It is 46-17, Kearney Catholic with a very comfortable lead here in the third quarter. And we'll remind you that moments ago we just wrapped up the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. So 6:38 to go here in the third quarter, and the Stars will inbound it as Calling will lob it to Anna Squires. Back to Calling on that left side. Prososki on the right wing. Looking at that zone. Elm Creek's been almost exclusively in the zone here. They'll skip it from the baseline out to Whitney Calling. Over into corner for Prososki, who fires a three and hits a three. Allie Prososki drains the three-pointer, and she now has 9 points in the ball game. And it's 49-17. We're getting close to that 40-point threshold here. Jumper on the right wing for Elm Creek in transition. Shot is no good. Rebounded out for Colling, who now kicks it up ahead here for Squires. Squires will get it out for her older sister, and Maddie drains a three-pointer. Perfectly done in transition. And now on the bounce here is going to be Ferguson. Ferguson's pass stolen away by Maddie Squires. Gives it to Prasoski. Back to Anna. Anna is fouled as she puts up the drive. And a nice job of running the floor there for Kearney Catholic. And a good bounce pass, but then the push on the body against the Buffaloes will be sending Anna Squires to the line. The foul on Claire Cornell will be her second of the game. And Squires at the line to shoot two. And Anna Squires' free throw is no good. So she misses the first of two. Kearney Catholic as a team is now 5 of 9 from the free throw line. Second free throw up, rolling around and good. Hit the front of the rim, rolled all the way in. And now Anna Squires has 4 points in the ballgame. Token pressure, Ferguson has it, gives it right side for Robbins. Robbins, nice pass on the baseline, jumper by Dio, no good. And rebounded out of there by Kearney Catholic. Snagging the bound is going to be Squires, and Maddie will help work it around. Now driving Whitney Colling, kicking on the corner here for Teal. Teal will fire a three-pointer, it's no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Elm Creek. Snagging the bound there is Ferguson, and then Ferguson turns the ball over. Stars on the run, get it up ahead. That left-handed layup is good for Whitney Colling. It's now 55-19. Check that, 55-17, and another turnover. Driving here is going to be, after the steal, going to be Squires. Squires fouled on the way to the basket. Now she'll have 2 free throws. So 2 free throws coming up here for Squires. And Maddie Squires misses the first of two. Score remains 55-17. And second free throw, no good. Coming out with the rebound for Elm Creek is going to be Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson's pass on that left side is going to end up going out of bounds. That'll be a turnover. So 55-17. Kick right side in transition. Jumper up. Good. Nice little stroke there for Morgan Teal. So Teal coming off the bench just a moment ago is able to drain that shot, and it's now 58-17. Pass goes through the hands of Elm Creek, and that'll be another Buffalo turnover. And we're having some discussion about a foul on the board or whatever. In any event, we're making a substitution. Coming out of the game is going to be Ferguson, and in for her is going to be Dio. So Kearney Catholic works around the perimeter. They get it on the baseline for Messbarger. He's going to kick it out for Streit. Streit back to Messbarger at the elbow for Oldfather. Gets it inside, a little jumper up, no good for Caitlin Long. Can't get the shot to foul. And rebounded out there by the Buffaloes. On the run here is Cornell, and Cornell's going to be fouled. Cornell's done a nice job of rebounding tonight for the Buffaloes. She's got 8 rebounds in the game to go with 8 points. And she gets the inbounds here. Streit will pressure her a little bit. Messbarger now will pressure Robbins, who has the ball on the left side. She skips it through the lane. deflected around, but Dio is able to pick it up. Dio, a little runner, shot won't fall. Offensive rebound, rolling around, up and good. A bucket and a rebound for Claire Cornell, but not in that order. She makes the put. She makes that putback. Nice job there for Cornell. Kick left side, jumper up and good by Morgan Teal. And so Morgan Teal strokes it in. And it's now 60-19. We'll have a running clock the rest of the game with 2.5 minutes to go here. We're at that 40-point plateau. Quick little jumper on the right side. Up and good for Sage Martin. She hits the shot, and we will stop the clock for a timeout. Coach Ford calls the timeout with 2:24 to go here. In the third quarter, it is now 60-21. Kearney Catholic with the lead, and they'll have the ball. We come back after this.
Kelly's Sales and Service in Elm Creek is proud a supporter of the area athletes in tonight's game. See Kelly's for everything automotive, from minor tune-ups to major repairs. Or if you're tired of putting money into that old car, talk to them about great selection of used vehicles that they have on the lot. If they don't have the car that you're looking for, they can find it. Proud sponsor of all high school sports. Best of luck, Buffaloes.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. 39-point ball game, but they were at the 40-point plateau, so we'll have a running clock here in the second half. 60-21 right now, Kearney Catholic with the lead. And they'll bounce pass it out to Morgan Teal, out the strike. Bounce pass right side for Messbarger. Messbarger enters it, now kicks it off for strike, gets it in the lane. For Oldfather, who gives it to Long, who will drive and will be fouled. And I think they're going to give that to number 23, Mackenzie Dio. So Dio going to be called for her second foul of the game. And the free throw up and no good here for Long. She was in the act of shooting, so she has one more coming up. And the second free throw is good. So 61-23. Stepping through a little double team. Little jumper there by Martin. Martin's shot is no good. And rebounded by Kearney Catholic. Stars snag the bound, work it around the perimeter. They give it off right side. Streit's going to fire a three, and she hits the three. Jordan Streit in rotation there, strokes in the three, and it's 64-21. And another turnover here on Elm Creek. Robbins had it to that right side, was going to step through and try a bounce pass through the lane, but realized that was going to get intercepted, held onto the ball, and then she ended up holding it too long. Entry pass inside, left-handed layup, going to be good. For Sarah Oldfather. Great entry pass by Long into Oldfather. Then Oldfather using that offhand to bank it off the glass. That was a pretty play. 66-21. Kearney Catholic with the lead. With the ball is number 21, Ferguson. Ferguson drives the lane, loses the basketball. That'll be another Elm Creek turnover. And on the run here is going to be Messbarger. Messbarger is going to drive it all the way in and lay it up with that dominant right hand. Banks it in. Nice drive there by Michelle Messbarger. And unofficially, I have her with 11 points in the game. 3 seconds left. Pass on the right side. Robbins is going to have to fire a desperation three. It is no good. And that'll do it for three quarters of play. It's 68-21. Kearney Catholic ahead of Elm Creek. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year.
Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. And right now, the turnovers, probably the stat that jumps out as much as anything. When you get a 68-21 game, Kearney Catholic with the lead, there's a lot of stats that are going to jump out, but Elm Creek's turned the ball over 26 times unofficially here in the ball game. Taking better care of the ball going to be a key to success for Elm Creek down the stretch. These keys to success brought to you by Pioneer Seed Representative Craig Weegis. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer Seed dealer. Science with service delivering success. Stars bring it in the offensive zone, and it's going to be turnover. Elm Creek forces the turnover. Nice little hustle there on the backside. Getting the ball here was Sage Martin. So Martin will be in defense, and the pass is tipped. It goes in the backcourt, and tracking it down there for Elm Creek is going to be Areta. And Areta gets it up ahead here for Dio. Dio with the shot, no good, tipped out. And coming out there with it is going to be Kearney Catholic. So snagging the bound are the Stars. Nice pass up ahead. Left-handed layup is going to be up and good for Annie Treadle. So Treadle gets the bucket. And a nice tip up ahead. I think that was Jenny Beans who got the rebound and then was able to pass it up. Now on the left side, driving here is going to be Dio. Dio's shot won't fall. And they're going to say it was a hell ball. It was blocked in there underneath. I think Beans got a hand on it. And the possession arrow is pointing to Kearney Catholic, leading it now 70-21. And so the Stars will bring in the offensive zone. On the bounce here is going to be Treadle. Treadle gets it off here for Schmaderer. Entry pass down low, taking it off glass is going to be Sarah Oldfather. Oldfather's shot won't fall. And coming out with the rebound is going to be Elm Creek. On the run after the bound is Dio. Dio gives it off on the left side, and they're going to call Elm Creek for an extra step there. Claire Cornell with a strong drive, weaving through traffic, but took just a little bit of an extra step. That was a nice play, but unfortunately, just how things are going for Elm Creek tonight, they were about one minuscule little bunny hop away from getting a nice play there. Instead, they turned it over. 70-21. Entry pass for Oldfather is going to kick it back out for Teal. Teal's three-pointer is no good and rebounded out by Elm Creek. On the run here is Martin. Martin gave it away. Now gives it out here for Ferguson. Ferguson long jumper, no good. Rebound in underneath. Won't fall for Cornell. And Cornell loses the ball. Tipped out ahead. Now Treadle. She's going to stop. And Treadle is going to be fouled. Well, Cornell missed the shot. Tried the putback as well. She's had a nice job of rebounding all night tonight. And they inbounded here, does Kearney Catholic, in for Morgan Teal. And Morgan has the ball knocked out of her hands here by Areta and out of bounds. So it'll be at the end of the Kearney Catholic bench with a running clock here, 70-21, Stars with the lead. And they'll toss the ball into Schmaderer. Schmaderer, nice entry pass down low. Posting up then is going to be Beans. Beans missed the shot, and Cornell is able to pull down the rebound. Pass on that right side. Stars are going to be able to tie up the ball as they gave it out there to Areta. And it's going to be a hell ball, but the possession arrow is pointing to Elm Creek. So the Buffaloes will inbound. Tossing in is Ferguson. Ferguson's pass in the lane, going to be turned over. Stars on the run, and then slowing down is going to be Schmaderer. Schmaderer didn't have really anywhere to go. Now they work it back to the inside. Pass kicked out by Beans, and Beans will give it to Schmaderer, and Schmaderer hits the shot. So Ashlyn Schmaderer with the bucket. Nice little in-out game there for Kearney Catholic. Areta gives it off on the left wing here for Taylor Gettert. And another hell ball. This time the possession arrow points to Kearney Catholic, so that'll be another turnover. And checking in is going to be Robbins. 4 minutes to go in this one. 72-21, a 51-point lead here for Kearney Catholic. And they'll kick it up ahead here for Schmaderer. Schmaderer's entry pass is going to be fought for and then out of bounds. I believe they're going to say Kearney Catholic is out of bounds. Trying to come up with the ball there for the Stars. was Schmaderer, and she ended up battling Cornell, and Schmaderer was out of bounds. And we got a timeout here by the Buffaloes. Timeout with 3:32 to go here. Fourth quarter, 72-21. Kearney Catholic in command here against Elm Creek. Elm Creek calls the timeout, brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank. We'll take the timeout with them. We're back after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
72-21 with 3:32 to go here in the basketball game. Welcome back to the Nebraskaland National Bank broadcast booth here in Elm Creek. Lady Buffaloes calling the timeout here. This one's going to belong to the Stars, be the second straight loss for the Lady Buffaloes on their home floor. The ball is inbounded to Gettert. Gettert works it around, gives it out right side for Sage Martin. Martin skips it out for Ferguson. Ferguson's going to take it off glass, no good. And the rebound by Jenny Beans for Kearney Catholic. So Beans pulls down the rebound after the Elm Creek miss. And quickly up ahead, they pass it. Long running pass there for Anna Treadle. And Treadle, a little ball fake, got the defender in the air, and they commit a foul. And that one will be on Cornell. Cornell battling for the rebound at one end of the court. Hustles down almost immediately on the other end. And she's going to be called for the foul. In for Elm Creek, going to be Dio. She's going to be checking in here for Gettert. Ball inbounded. And a three-pointer on the inbounds for Schmaderer. No good. Kearney Catholic can't save it as the Stars will essentially be turning the ball over after the miss. Left side in transition, three-pointer, no good for Cornell, and it's last touched by the Stars and out of bounds. Battling for the rebound there was Morgan Teal, couldn't quite get her hands on it, so Elm Creek will inbound underneath their own basket. Clock moving, 2:08, 2:07 to go, 72-21, and the ball is inbounded here for Ferguson. Ferguson kicks right side for Robbins. Robbins' three-pointer is no good. Rebounded by the Stars, long outlet pass up ahead here. For Teal. Morgan Teal gets it in the lane. A little drive. Shot for Sarah Oldfather. No good. And we're going to have a foul on the rebound. No, they're going to say that out of bounds. When they blew the whistle, I thought they were going to call a reach there. But what they're going to say is that Andy Treadle had her foot on the baseline. And I have a feeling if that was a two-point ball game, that foul would have been called. But it's 72-21. Minute and a half to go. They're keeping the clock moving here. Robbins lobs it down low to Areta. Areta can't get the shot to fall. Rebounded by Oldfather. Nice rebound there by Sarah Oldfather on the defensive end after the Elm Creek miss. And they'll work it back around to Oldfather. Just inside the three-point arc, she puts it up and in, and she's fouled. Well, normally you'd say that's a trail three, but she was just inside the three-point arc. Caught it in rhythm, squared up to the basket, rattled it home. And now she'll try to finish off a three-point play in the final minute here. And her free throw is on the back of the iron and no good. Rebound ripped out of there with now 49 seconds to go by the Buffaloes. On the bounce is going to be Ferguson. Ferguson in the lane, puts up a jumper, no good. And we've got a foul on the putback. And that will probably be, in all essence, the last play of the ball game here. Clock still moving for the free throws that are coming up here for Elm Creek's Asia Areta. And Areta misses the first of two. There's 18 seconds left. Again, that running clock here. 10 seconds left as she tries the second free throw. She misses that one as well. Offensive rebound, and that will do it. There is a foul after the rebound by Claire Cornell. So Cornell with the offensive rebound. Now she's going to shoot two free throws. There's the horn. And by the time they hand her the ball, it's going to be over. I thought she had, it would have been a 1-1, I guess they're saying. So that will do it. Your final score, 74-21. As the Kearney Catholic Stars remain undefeated with a comfortable win here at Elm Creek, 74-21. We'll take a look at the numbers, and we'll talk a little bit about the boys' game when we come back with our New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show coming up right after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
And welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment. And this was from the early stages of the game, pretty much a decided deal as Elm Creek falls here by a final. And I forgot to write it down. They already cleared it on the scoreboard here. Let me go back to my other thing here. Our final of 74-21. So a comfortable win here for Kearney Catholic over Elm Creek. And Kearney Catholic now a perfect 6-0 on the season. Next up for them, they'll be taking on Overton Monday night over at Cope Coliseum. That game will be right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And then they'll be in the Amherst Holiday Tournament after the five-day moratorium on the 29th. And for Elm Creek, they are now 4-2 on the season. They lost their last two games here at home to Angeli Litchfield last Saturday and now to Kearney Catholic. But they'll be in action tomorrow at Eustace Farnham. And then after that, it'll be the Elm Creek Holiday Tournament on the 30th and the 31st. Once again, your final, 74-21. Let's take a look at the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Kearney Catholic. Leading the way was Michelle Messbarger. She finished with 11 points. Allie Prasowski had 9. Kylie Teal with 8. Jordan Strite with 7. Morgan Teal with 7. Caitlin Long with 7. Whitney Colling with 6. Sarah Oldfather with 6. Maddie Squires, 5. Anna Squires with 4. Annie Treadle had 2. And Ashlyn Schmaderer with 2 points here in the ball game. Rebounding, leading rebounder was Kylie Teal. She had 6 unofficially. Anna Squires with 4, Morgan Teal with 3, and then Long, Oldfather, and Beans all had 2 rebounds apiece, and then a slew of other players with 1 rebound apiece. Unofficially shooting from the field, Kearney Catholic was 30 of 61, nearly 50%. They were 49% behind the arc. They were 7 of 26, were about 27%, and that warmed up because it was not near that good earlier in the ball game. For Elm Creek, leading the way in double figures tonight was Claire Cornell. She finished with 10 points and 12 rebounds in the game. Sage Martin with 4 points, Shelby Ferguson with 4, and Hannah Robbins with 3 points in the game. And again, once again, your final was 74-21. And again, the factors that really kind of stand out in my mind was the turnover margin in this game, where unofficially I had Elm Creek turning the ball over 30 times compared to 5 for Kearney Catholic. Once again, your final, it's 74-21. Kearney Catholic with a win over Elm Creek. We really anticipate a much closer game on the boys' side as Elm Creek comes in with a record of 3-2. The Kearney Catholic boys are 2-3. And again, Elm Creek's going to be a real good basketball team once everybody's healthy, once everybody has fought off the effects of the flu and a little bit of knee problems here for Nick Crowley. He will not play as a result of those the knee injury. So Elm Creek going to be a little short-staffed here tonight, but they're going to be a pretty good basketball team once everything is all wrapped up. As Tanner Cavaney told us at halftime of the boys' game, he's only had his team together for 3 practices this entire season, where he's had all the players at a practice, only 3 of their 10 practices on the year. And that obviously is going to slow down the development of what is probably going to be a pretty good basketball team by the end of the season. So we're going to step away for about 10 minutes or so, and when we come back, we'll have the boys' game coming up for you here from Elm Creek. Once again, a final in the girls' action. It was 74-21, the Kearney Catholic girls over Elm Creek. And we'll be back with the boys' game in about 10 minutes right here on Classic Hits 98.9.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.